Hi and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy course on creating games with Project Spark. I'm Stephen Howell, I'll be your host today, and if you like playing games and you've always wondered how to make them, or maybe you want to teach people how to make games, or maybe you just want to make games for your friends to play, you're going to absolutely love Project Spark. It lets creators play and players create. So let's get stuck in. First of all, who am I? Well, I'm Stephen. I'm at Saorg on Twitter. That's S-A-O-R-O-G. And I'm the Academic Engagement Manager for Microsoft in Ireland. So that means I help developers and students and teachers, and I show them how they can program and do more with their computers. Over the last 15 years, I've been working as a software developer, and I work mostly with the Kinect and on games. During most of that time, I've been a computing lecturer as well, where I've taught students software development using programming languages like Java and C++ and C#. I've also liked lecturing on games development, which is always a lot of fun. I've written books and developed software on Kinect and Scratch, and I love programming and I love playing games. So I'm very looking forward to presenting this course to you. So let's look at our agenda today. Well, Project Spark has a lot in it, and this is an introductory course. It's not going to cover everything, but it's going to give you enough to get started and do quite a bit with Project Spark. We have 6 modules. We're in module 1 right now, but we're not into the content just yet, but the content that's coming up shortly is all about the Project Spark website. And we're going to have a look at how you can get registered on a Microsoft account so that you can log in to Project Spark, and how you can download Project Spark from the Windows 8 store. In module 2, we're going to look at actually running Project Spark. We're going to play a game and we're going to look at Crossroads. Crossroads is a built-in adventure tutorial system in Project Spark, and it's a lot of fun. In module 3, I'll show you how to use the tutorials that come with Project Spark to create a simple game, but it combines all the different elements of Project Spark. A little bit of character creation, a little bit of coding, that's code with a K, you'll hear that quite a bit, and a little bit of landscape creation. And then finally we'll have a goal and we'll have a game over, and the whole lot will work as a cohesive game if you follow the entire tutorial. In module 4, we're going to do a little bit more on the code, and we're going to focus on the fact that you can create a character and change their brain to make them behave in different ways. Module 5 is all about publishing your game, because although it's great fun to make a game, you need to save it and share it with your friends. If you don't do that, they'll never get to see how cool the games you've made are. And then finally, module 6 is the marketplace. That's where you can expand the content that you have to use in Project Spark, either by earning credits by having lots of time spent working in Project Spark, or you can buy tokens to redeem them for content. And there's lots of different content you can buy. There's even a zombie pack if you like zombies. So let's start off with the Microsoft Virtual Academy Creating Games with Project Spark course. This is Module 1, the Project Spark website. So in this module, we're going to focus on creating a Microsoft account. This is important because you need an account to log into Project Spark, and this account is linked to all the time you spend in Project Spark and the achievements you get and the challenges you complete, and anything you buy in the marketplace is linked to this account. So you do need a Microsoft account to get started. It is free. I'll be showing you how you can sign up for one. The Project Spark website has a lot in it, and it's worth visiting and keeping an eye on, because there's very good forums and tutorials there, and you will learn a lot from using it. Then, finally, we're going to show you how to install Project Spark. So you will need to be able to log in to your computer in Windows 8, go into the Windows 8 store, and search for Project Spark to install it. And it is about a gigabyte in size, so you will need fast broadband to download it, but it is straightforward to do once you have your account set up. So that's the first place we're going to start, creating a Microsoft account. So why do we need a Microsoft account? Well, in order to log in to Project Spark and for it to associate the levels you create and everything else, you need a Microsoft account. But don't worry, they're free, and you may already have one. If you log in with an email to your computer, then you probably do have one. And as in, you don't log in with a local account, you log in with a Microsoft account. If you are using any of the Microsoft products, such as Office 365 or Skype, you may also already have a Microsoft account. So if you don't, it's easy to get signed up. You go to the website that's on the screen right now. The URL is www.microsoft.com/en-us/account/default.aspx. And it might be easier to take that down off the screen than to try and type it in from me saying it out loud. When you go there, you'll find that there's a sign up section, and I'm going to take you through that now. So this is the microsoft.com/en-us/account/default.aspx page. And I suggest you copy that from the slides rather than try to type it in from what I just said. But if you go there, you'll find the Microsoft account page. And this is where you go if you're not sure if you have a Microsoft account, or you know you don't have one and you need to sign up for one for Project Spark. So what is a Microsoft account? Well, it's free, and it's a single account, one sign-in, that you can use to access all your Microsoft products, such as Skype and Office 365 subscription. If you've bought any games, they'll be attached to your account, and you might store your photos, videos, and documents on OneDrive. So all you need for this is an email and a password. So it's very good idea to have one of these, and you may already have one. So here's all the different things you can sign in with. Everything from your OneNote to your Windows Phone to your Windows 8 Store. So to get Project Spark, you will need this account. What do we use it for in Project Spark? Well, when we log in to Project Spark, we'll be using this account, and it will give us lots of features, such as tracking our purchases in the marketplace and our experience earned and the levels we've created. Now, in security and privacy is very important, and you can read all about how our enhanced safeguards will protect you and your info. And at the very bottom, you'll see information such as, well, how do I actually get a Microsoft account? So I already said it's free, and the good news is if you already have a Hotmail, Outlook, Yahoo, Gmail, or any one of many different emails, perhaps your student email or your work email, you can actually create a Microsoft account on it in most cases. So when we click visit the sign up page, it brings us to this new page. Now, I already have an account, and you may have one already too, but if you don't have an account, this is where you sign in. So to get an account, I need to give it my name, and the most important bit is the username, and this is an email address. If you don't have an email address, you can click on this line here to get a new email address. The password, I just want to say a few words. Passwords must have at least 8 characters and contain at least 2 of the following: uppercase letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols. Now, it's a bad idea to make your password the word password in all lowercase. It should be something that's easy for you to remember, but hard for someone else to guess. So you have a think about what your password should be, but don't just type in any old thing. Type in something that you can re-enter here, because it will check to make sure you got it exactly the same both times. Then finally, it may already have determined the region you're in. I'm in Ireland, and it has already filled that in for me. Your birth date, your gender, and at the very bottom there's some security info, such as your phone number, which it will use in the event that you forget your password, you can reset it, and also in the event that someone's trying to access your account from another computer, it can send a code to your phone to determine that it's you who's trying to access it. Finally, why these strange symbols down the bottom? Well, the idea of this is to stop an automated program or robot signing up for Microsoft accounts. for, it would be a bogus sign up. So we want to stop that by making sure you're a human being. And to do that, they draw the letters in a funny way. And if you can read them, and they look like MD to me, then VG, and then Q5, that shows that I'm human, which is a big relief. And then finally, once you've got that determined, you can click create an account to, hopefully, if you've got all the information right, create your Microsoft account. If you got something wrong, such as your passwords don't match or the email address is already used or whatever it is, it will tell you, don't worry. So that's how you get your Microsoft account. And next, we're going to look at the Project Spark website. So onto the Project Spark website. So why do we need a Project Spark website? We already have the Project Spark app. Well, we need the website because this is the homepage of Project Spark. It lets you learn all about new things which are coming up, which include news, and you can also see the latest games that are very popular that have been created by the community. You can also see the levels created by the team who make Project Spark. You can also explore the different challenges and games that other people have made and that are built into Project Spark. So you can see that there's quite regularly new content coming in, and this is a way to keep up with it. But there's also a guides tab, and what that is, it's a section which show you how to do the things that mightn't be immediately obvious. And a lot of help is the forums. People generally, they don't know how to do something, they ask a question, and it's very friendly, and you shouldn't be afraid to ask questions, and they have different sections to help you get started. But really, you never know what great new content is going to appear for Project Spark, and the best way to keep up to date is to keep your eye on the news on the Project Spark website. So come with me now as we have a look at the website and see what it has to offer. So this is the Project Spark website, and there's a lot here. I'm not going to go into every single little detail, but we'll cover the important points. You can see that there's three main columns on the homepage, and they include a link to Team Dakota's latest project, which is our latest download, which is Legendary Arsenal. You can also see there's download buttons for getting Project Spark on Xbox One and Windows 8. Then underneath a picture of Legendary Arsenal, which looks like it's got a blacksmith with a very cool blacksmith's hammer, a forge, an anvil, and some ore that the blacksmith's working on. We can see underneath here there's news, support chat, and a support search set of buttons, each which will bring you to a different part of the website support. Then the featured list here on the right column, they are projects which the team are featuring, and they're all made by players just like you and creators just like you. Along the top you'll see tabs including play, guides, community, and news. And finally in the top right hand corner there's sign in, and I'm not signed in yet, but when I do it will change the page slightly. You can also see how many players and worlds have been played to date, so they're pretty big numbers, which is pretty cool. So if we go over to our other tabs and we click play, you'll see that the view changes. We've challenges, we've featured, and we've worlds. So the challenges give you credits and experience points, or XP, for completing certain tasks. Now you can ignore these and not complete them, but it's a really good idea because as you build up credits, you'll be able to redeem them for props in the store, or in the marketplace, which is the Project Spark store. If we look at worlds, these are all different worlds, levels, and games created by people just like you. The featured list are ones which have high votes, but we can also sort in other orders over here. Next is the guide section. Now, I think you'll spend a lot of time here, and this is a really, really useful section. There's tutorial videos, there's, when you get more advanced, there's get creating, there's start coding with a K, you'll hear more about that later on. There's about variables, there's make levels and XP. Probably the one you'll start with is getting started with tutorial videos. And there's also very useful things like common questions and the support forum. there's a very strong and friendly community in Project Spark, which is a good thing. And you can see that there are lots of posts with lots of questions about how to do things. Some of these are general discussion, so you'll need an account to post messages on these boards. And in the forums, some of them will be things like support, can you help me with something? Feature requests, things I want you to have in there. Play this creation, which is really, can you play my level? And coding conversations. And that's a very interesting one, because coding conversations with a K is all about the computer programming that you can do inside Project Spark, which we'll see later on in this course. Then in the news section, I think you'll find yourself looking at the news section quite a lot, because in the news section there are very cool things like what's coming up next with Project Spark, what, you know, super new things are coming. So we can see that the sci-fi section on Twitter, it mentions the sci-fi is coming to Project Spark on October 7th. So that'll be very exciting when that comes along. So we can see from all the different sections is that there's a lot of content. There's content to play. There's content to help you create. There's a community that you can interact with and get help. And there's news to see what's coming next. Finally, I'm going to sign in. And it's a good idea to sign in, because if you manage to sign into the website, you'll know your account's working, and then you'll know that it's time to download Project Spark. And you can see here that I'm typing in my email address. It's stephenhowell@outlook.com, and it already recognizes me. So I'll select that. I'm now going to type in my password, and I'm not going to tell you what my password is. You must keep your password safe and secure. So I type my password in, and then I click sign in. And you'll see that the Project Spark page changes slightly. It changes up here with different icons. There's no longer sign in. And instead we see there's my avatar on Xbox Live. And you can see he looks just like me. He's got my glasses. He's got no hair. He's much thinner than I am. And he's got a suit that my children picked out for me, because they control my Xbox avatar when I'm not looking, and they've dressed me up in a nice suit. So we can see there that it's got my name, S. or Howell. That's because S. Howell was already taken, so I use my middle initial as well. And this now tells me that I'm logged in and that my account is working and I can get access to Project Spark. So that's the next thing we want to do. We want to get Project Spark installed on our computer. So finally, you probably can't wait to get your hands on Project Spark, so we're now going to install it. To install Project Spark, you will need Windows 8.1. You will also need a connection to the internet. That's for a couple of reasons. First of all, you need to log into Xbox Live, which is your Microsoft account, which will be linked to it, so that you can log in to Project Spark. To actually get Project Spark downloaded onto your computer, you go into the Windows 8 store. How do you use Project Spark once you have it installed? Well, you may see me in the videos using an Xbox 360 controller, and you can use one of those if you have one. If you have a wired controller, you can plug it into your computer and it should install the drivers automatically. If you have the Windows dongle that comes with some Xbox controllers that allows you to have a wireless controller, you can also use that. I use both of those and they both work really well. If you have a touchscreen computer, such as a Surface Pro, then you can actually use the screen as the interface to both create and play. So you can interact with a touchscreen interface if you have a touchscreen computer. But don't worry, if you don't have a controller or a touchscreen computer, you can always use the keyboard and mouse. So the keyboard and mouse, although they're not the usual way I interact with them, you can use those. So don't be afraid to use whatever tools you have available on your computer. Now, remember, Project Spark is a game, so it does have a number of minimum requirements. So you may need to check on the store page if your computer maybe is very old, or maybe it can't play games. Then check that your computer matches the requirements for Project Spark. However, I've run Project Spark on lots of different computers and I haven't found one it doesn't run on yet, so hopefully that won't be an issue for you. And let's look now how we go into the Windows 8 store and get Project Spark downloaded. So this is the Windows 8 store, and I want to find Project Spark. So I type in the search bar up in the top right hand corner, Project Spark. And as you can see, Project Spark is the first item that comes up. So I click on it, and it brings me to the Project Spark page. Now you'll notice it says this app is installed on this PC. That's because it is installed on my PC. But if I hadn't installed it, there would be a green button here which said install. And if I clicked on that, it would start the install process. You can see some important information here. Apart from pictures that show you Project Spark, you'll see that the approximate size is 0.99 gigabytes, which means it's about a gigabyte in size, or 1,000 megabytes, which means you'd want to have reasonably good internet or broadband to download this. Do not download this if your internet is very, very slow, or you have limitations on how much you can download, for instance. If you're worried that your computer can run Project Spark, you'll see over here there's the minimum hardware. And this is for the recommended hardware, both for a minimum and recommended. So the minimum is a Core i5 CPU and an Intel HD 4000 video card with 4 gigabytes of RAM and 2 gigabytes of hard drive space. Now you can actually look up your computer's specifications in About Your Computer, but you may not be familiar with all these terms, and you don't have to be. Just be aware that if your computer can't play any games at all, it may not be able to play Project Spark. But I'm able to say that I've tried Project Spark on just about every computer I have here, and it's quite a few of them, and some of them are pretty old, and so far it's worked really well on all of them. So the recommended is a Core i7 CPU with an NVIDIA or AMD card and 8 gigabytes of RAM. So once you click that install button, it's going to be a while for Project Spark to install, even on a fast internet connection. So once you click on it, be aware that you won't be able to play or use Project Spark straight away. You will have to wait for it to install. So that's how you get Project Spark installed on your Windows 8 computer.
So that's how we start installing Project Spark. Some of you have a long download ahead of you. Some it's a very quick download. It depends on your internet speeds. I hope you don't have to wait too long for Project Spark to get down to your computer. We haven't actually run Project Spark yet, because that's coming up in the next module. The next module is all about how you can explore Project Spark, see what it can do, play a small game, and then experience Crossroads. It's an awful lot of fun, and I hope you join me for it. It's coming up next.